entails and what exactly you do for the team.
So I do most of the filming. I film most practices, and I do post-game breakdowns. So I'll break down player shifts and special teams, that kind of stuff. And then I'll do a little bit of pre-scouting as well. So I'll do special teams for oppositions. On game days, I basically run everything to do with video, really, on the coaching aspect of it. So I'll do live in-game coding and tagging, which is basically separating the game up into different aspects. So stuff like special teams and goals and face-offs and that kind of stuff, and basically relay that onto the coaches. So, yeah.
Is that like an every period thing you do that?
So, yeah, so we do it, we changed it recently to doing it on the fly sort of thing. So we do, what I code up here, we now relay down to the bench in real time. And the coaches have an iPad on the bench that they watch real time. And then we'll also, in between periods, we'll do a bit more of an in-depth kind of breakdown. So one of the key ones that we look at is special teams. So like power play up ice and penalty kill up ice, that kind of stuff. We'll do a bit more of an in-depth breakdown during the intermissions.
So do you think that technology, like the video review and the things that you're doing right now, have changed hockey for the better? And what aspect do you think helps the coaching staff out the most?
Yeah, like I think video replay and as a fan sort of thing, you watch it and it's nice to see that officials can now like make those right calls. Obviously with the NHL switching it up to have the coaches challenge and like goaltender interference and that kind of stuff, it's a big an advancement for the fans and definitely in the hockey world. I know down in the States, in the NCAA, they don't allow like technology on the bench. Whereas U Sports, we are. So we, as I said, we have like iPads and whatnot on the bench that our coaches can watch real time as compared to NCAA. But NCAA have stuff like overnet cams and everything. And they do a bit more like video review. So goaltender interference can be video reviewed for just even in cases of penalties where it's not a coach's challenge, really. But yeah, like I think technology definitely improves it sort of thing. Even like kind of outside the realm of hockey as well sort of thing. Like I know like with tennis having the Hawkeye sort of thing to judge whether a ball's in or out, or the VAR for soccer over like the World Cup and everything now helping referee. As I said, I think it just makes the referee's job a little bit easier. But I'm back in the day where, you know, you always had that human error with officiating. So, and but yeah, and then for coaching purposes, it's one of our, like, being video, it's one of our greatest teaching tools that we have. It pays us tenfold for us. So as I said, we watch it live on the benches, and like I've personally like sat in the stands and watched our assistant coach like take the iPad and show our defenseman what he could have done differently on a line rush and that kind of stuff. And then, like, even, like, during the intermissions and sort of thing, even, like, this past weekend with us playing Lethbridge, they adjusted their penalty kill up ice. We needed to adjust our power play up ice, really, from what we had on the Friday to what we had on the Saturday, really. So, I mean, coaching, it pays tenfold. And I think the players get a great benefit out of it as well. They watch their shifts and everything, like, every week, so I think from their previous weekend. And it's a good chance for them just to basically have a self-evaluation of how they thought they played in-game